Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I'm Janelle.
And we are here with another week full of spicy topics and fun for you guys.
Entertainment for you. Yep. And us. I mean, yeah. This show is extremely entertaining for me.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely one of the highlights of my week.
100%.
For sure.
Yes.
We are going to be getting into some spicy topics, as always. We're going to be talking about a few things. We're going to be talking about Kanye West, the Try Guys, and the Try ex-Try Guy.
Yep.
We'll be kind of...
And their wives. Oh, Try wives.
Right.
Try didn't really even know the
whole
thing.
The whole Try world is a real Try universe.
Well, now it's really Try. Like, T-R-I, guys. Three. Try.
Oh, nice. You're right. It is.
It like
that.
Almost was helpful for them in a sense of like makes their name has two meanings now.
Honestly, yeah. It's they a try good marketing move for them, really.
Maybe that's the whole, no, just kidding.
That's the whole reason they did this. Anyway, we also are going to be talking about Logan Paul and Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about other Paul, Jake Paul.
Jacques Poole.
Might be
remember
fighting
that back in the day?
Mike Tyson. Jacques Poole.
Jacques Poole.
Oh, those were fun times.
I know, those were fun times. Seems like such a long time ago.
I'm going back to calling him Jacques.
Wait, this is our 100th episode, by the way.
Oh, well.
I literally just remembered that.
Howdy, hey. That's
welcome
exciting
to our 100th episode.
That's nuts.
I know. 100 episodes of this. Damn. Dude, back when we came up with this idea.
No, we had no idea.
No, we were like, going to call it the bullshit fest.
Yeah, we really were. That was
like one of the front runners.
And they were like, maybe that's not a good idea to brand ourselves after bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways. Well, thanks for joining us. If for some reason, well, not for some reason, I'm sure there's a handful of you guys that have been here since episode one, and we appreciate you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
We do. Seriously, this is a good time to say that.
Yeah.
Especially those of you who have been like really interactive with the show, very supportive of us through ups and downs, you know, my recent leave, like still just sticking it through. Like, we really appreciate you guys. And just, we wanted to say thank you to everyone who has sent us mail. I know this is a random note, but I just have been wanting to find time to thank those of you who have sent us just like care packages and letters and
homemade
nice things
stuff
to all four of us.
Yeah.
So kind. Makes our day every time we get something like that. So
yeah, you guys are really talented, really sweet, and you do not have to do that. Like, please don't, like, just you watching this or listening to our show, even leaving a comment, something like that is more than we could ask for. And yeah, we just really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we love our seshies.
Yeah.
It's such a fun, small community, especially because, you know, our other shows have such huge audiences, especially my channel, that it's really nice to have a more intimate setting and to be able to recognize people in the comments.
Oh, yes.
Like, oh, I know this person. Or they'll send us mail and we're like, oh, I know you from the comments.
No, it is crazy. Like, there's at least probably 20 usernames that comment on the regular that I literally feel like I know you guys. And then you like, we talk on Twitter and stuff. It's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
So
doesn't go unnoticed.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for 100 eps, guys. Here we are.
Oops.
Going strong.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. We ain't stopping anytime soon.
So yeah, we have a good episode ahead. A lot to dive into.
Yeah.
Before we do that, guys, it is October.
Yes.
Should we do something for Halloween this year?
Ah.
On the show. What do we think?
Yes, we shall. Well, we were debating like if we should do a group
costume,
like themed costume, or just surprise each other. I'm voting just surprise.
I'm voting surprise.
Like,
too.
Let's do a random, like, pick what you want and show up.
Oh, it's so, Halloween's so stressful. Does anyone else find the costume world?
No, because I don't participate.
I know. So you normally just aren't stressed. But whenever I try to participate, I get so stressed out.
Do you have your costume picked for what you guys are going to be as a family with Holly? You don't have to say it, but.
Yes, I do. We have two costumes.
Yay.
We will be debuting those on Mile High.
Hell,
I'm still trying to figure out my sesh costume. I have some ideas, but then the more I've thought on them, I'm like, maybe that's lame.
Yeah, I have a few in mind.
I'm just not a very creative person, so anything that's too involved, like creating a costume that's
oh, no.
a real DIY situation. That's kind of out of my league.
Well, here's my problem, because I'll think of these fun things in my head to mm-hmm. quote unquote make. And then if I get the supplies and take the time to do it and it doesn't turn out how I envision it in my mm-hmm. head, which it won't because I suck, I'll get pissed. Does. And then I'll be like, fuck this. I don't need, why did I spend my time doing it?
Yeah.
So.
And then you show up as like a cat or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, man, I'll just wear a onesie.
Right.
Yeah, the whole Halloween thing is stressing me out because I also want to do an in-office Halloween party. We have about, how many people work here now?
Like 10. So I think, like, including you guys.
For a little Halloween bash, yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm like, let's have a Halloween party, but it's not, it doesn't align with our recording days. So it'd be another day of dressing up. And
when is Halloween?
It's on, it's a Monday. Monday. Yeah.
But then we can't like record the sesh on Halloween on the Monday, like for a Halloween, because it doesn't go up till after.
So we'd have to do all our Halloween recordings the week before.
Yeah.
And then we'd be having a Halloween party, making people in the office dress up a week early.
Which is like, why?
Exactly.
And then it's like, sometimes I'm like, oh, do people really want to dress up? Mm-hmm. Like,
but I want to have an office Halloween party. That's like my dream.
Really?
I love the show The Office. We all know.
Oh, yes.
They always have their little company parties and they look so fun. And I want to do that.
You just want this office to be like the office. Yes,
which leads me to my next point for today.
Okay.
I have a challenge for you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. So last night I was watching The Office for like the fifth time.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm surprised you haven't watched it more.
I'm surprised too, but normally I give myself a few years in between so I can really enjoy it. Yeah. Although I just restarted after watching it this whole year. I just, as soon as it ended, I started from the beginning.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, well, now there's these fan... super fan episode, so it's all this cutout stuff.
Oh,
and they were slowly
fun.
Re-releasing it. It's so good. Anyway, I'm laying there watching it and I'm thinking, like, I can't believe Janelle hates this so much. You're such an Office hater, but you've never really experienced it, and it makes me sad because I constantly think, Janelle would think this is funny. Janelle would like this. And I would like to challenge you to watch The Office, and I will literally pay you to do it.
Say no more. What does that mean?
Name your price.
Sorry, Josh. I can't email you back. I'm doing work.
Okay, No. It would be an extracurricular. But you could come here and like tell us your thoughts on it as you go along. I thought it
would
be kind of a fun series.
But you find that interesting.
Oh, yes. Dude.
I know. Yes. Everyone loves The Office.
Comment below if you would like to see Janelle actually give The Office a try.
See, here's the thing. Because obviously it's very popular and people say like, oh, you don't like dry humor. That's not true. I love that kind of like weird dry humor. But
I know you
do. I've tried watching it and I just am like, something's missing.
Well,
like, in my brain to understand.
How far did you get into it?
Not far.
Like,
that's my
just
other
the
problem.
Pilot?
That's my other problem is if things don't catch my attention span in like 30 seconds, I don't do it.
See, and that's hard because the first couple episodes and the first season of The Office is kind of different. It really evolves. They completely rewrote Michael Scott's character beyond season one. So he was kind of this asshole and not as likable as he ends up being. And
but that's hard to be like, because there are so many shows where like, oh, well, season one through three sucked, but after you get to season four, it's good. I'm like, who the fuck
but it's
has
just a couple episodes. The season one is
but
quick,
it
and it was
good.
Their practice run. And
how
then
long is
they
each
get
episode?
So much better. Like 20
minutes
or
it's
something.
Like a sitcom type of thing.
Easy to watch. You would really like, I'm telling you, if you get far enough into it, you're going to be hooked. And then you're just going to want to watch it. At least that's what I think is going to happen. Mm. I think you should. I'm serious.
How
I'll pay you like, how much do you want? I'll pay you whatever. You have to watch this. I cannot live without my best friend and my cousin watching my favorite show.
Your favorite show.
Yeah. Because there's, you can never get our jokes.
How many?
Sydney, have you seen The Office? I can't remember.
I've seen parts of it. I haven't like watched it fully through though.
Are you
into
it?
Both of you need to start.
I mean, I think I could get into it, but the first like season was a little bit.
Yeah.
Duh.
It is.
But that's, how many episodes are in the first season?
I don't know. Let me see. How many episodes?
How many seasons are there? There's quite a few, right?
Oh, I forget exactly how, I want to say like 9.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, people are fucking stans of this show. So obviously they're doing something right and I'm confused.
There's only 6 in the first.
Oh, really?
Season. Yeah.
Only 6. 20
only
minutes each.
Only 6. It's a quick
6
commitment.
Divided by 3. So that would take 2 hours to watch the first season.
And there's
season.
Only 9. Well, there's 9 total seasons.
Yep. 9 seasons.
Yep.
Got it.
I think so.
Okay.
Wait, let me look up.
When did it start? It says 2005?
I was in like 6th mm-hmm. grade.
Yeah,
I think like 2004 or 5, yeah.
Okay, so how many episodes do you want me to watch between now and when we record next?
I mean, however, I will be happy with any.
Watching. Okay. Okay.
But you have to get past season one. You have to at least watch the first three seasons or I'm not paying you out.
Whoa. Okay. Now the rules are changing.
Because the first season, I don't want you to be like, oh, it sucked. Because I know it's like not as good. But it gets so much better. Like so much better. You have to see it in your life. It's like such a great part of this earth now, and you need to see it.
What would you say that between The Office and Parks and Rec? Because I know you also love Parks.
Parks and Rec's got nothing on The Office.
And I tried Parks and Rec because you told me that I remind you of Ron Swanson.
You used to.
But then I watched and I was
She's
like,
she's got some Ron tendencies.
Hell yeah.
Ron's fucking awesome. Well,
but it has nothing
to be honest,
on it.
Parks and Rec, yeah, it's not even close.
Okay.
I mean, I tried to watch Parks and Rec again this summer and I was kind of like, oh, this isn't really that good.
Really?
Just nothing compared to The Office. It's a similar, people like to compare the two because they're both documentary style.
Yeah.
But The Office feels real. It feels like they're vlogging the entire time.
Mm.
You can see all the camera angles. It's really interesting as someone who works with cameras and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I just think you should do it. I think
you
make your life better.
You know what's so crazy is that I have memorized the little, you know, theme song of it without ever even seeing it.
Let's hear it.
Now I don't. Now that I'm on the spot, start me off.
Da-da-da.
Wait.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's so great. You need to be part of the hype. I'm telling you, you need to know. You need to know.
Okay, so what if one day when we're all office stands here for Halloween down the line, we dress up as office members, characters?
With that, my life would be complete.
And who would you be?
Oh, shit. Damn. I don't know.
I would want to be
the favorite.
Yeah. Ugh,
yeah, that's favorite? Just so hard.
You don't have a favorite character?
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, it's really so hard. Some of the lesser known characters are some of my favorites. Like, yeah, I really like Creed. And I mean, there's no use talking to you about this.
I know,
you don't
like,
know who they are.
Of, like, what's the one of the main people?
Like names? Dwight and
I know
Michael.
That, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Pam and Jim.
Oh, I almost,
oh, I love,
you know what?
Ryan Howard.
I almost got you. What's that guy's? His name is Brian
Baumgartner.
That guy. Who's that guy? The bald guy?
Kevin.
Is that Kevin?
Oh, yeah, Kevin.
Okay, so Ken when Malone. I was, for your birthday, when I was doing the cameo for when I got Zach, I was looking at everyone, and he was on there, but he was like $300.
He's expensive.
But I was about to get you. I don't really want to
do. Dude, maybe one day, because that would be so cool.
Okay, fine. I will give it a shot for you.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. I mean, Andy Bernard, really good character. What's his real name? What's his name?
Andy Bernard.
Oh, why am I forgetting?
Oh, Ed Helms.
Yeah, Ed Helms.
Oh.
You love him from the Hangover movies.
Oh, yes, I do love him.
He's in it. Will Ferrell's in it at one point. The guy, I don't know who plays Robert California, but that character is fucking funny.
All right.
It's just so good. It's so good. And then we can laugh together. It could be awesome, okay?
We can laugh together.
This could be us, but you're playing.
Okay, literally one day at my old job, my friend Alma, she's also obsessed with The Office, and she's like, let me just show you like my favorite scene. And she showed me like the fire scene.
Oh, yeah, the stress relief.
And I was like, everyone stay calm or whatever. And she's
stay
literally like dying
calm.
Laughing. I'm sitting there like, but that's probably because I have no context. It's just like a random scene of something.
It's not as funny because you don't know the characters
exactly.
And why it's so funny.
Which I understand. Like there's so many shows where if you don't understand the character, like it's not going to be funny. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to know the character.
100%.
But I just recently finished.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek. And now I'm rewatching it. Fuck, I love that show. Goddamn.
If you like Schitt's Creek, then you've got to like The Office.
That shit
the
kills
Office
me.
Is, I love Schitt's Creek, but The Office is better by far. Nothing in the world compares with...
Compares.
compares.
Why don't you write an essay on how much you love...
I seriously would. These people have been there for me. I was watching it through my whole pregnancy.
No,
in the hospital.
It's like your ultimate comfort show.
Afterwards... I know my daughter's going to grow up knowing that theme song. She's going to be dancing to it. Like,
and,
it's
okay,
a big
so
part
it's
of our
like
lives.
Your ultimate comfort show.
Yes.
Which I understand. Because my ultimate comfort show is Will and Grace, which is a much older show. I feel like most people won't know what it is. But no, I get what you mean. Like, it will always make you feel good. And no matter how many times you've watched, I could literally quote that entire show.
That's how I am with
verbatim. Like, I know every single word.
Well, there's actually this phenomenon where you can kind of rewatch The Office and forget a bunch of things too. So it becomes a great comfort show because every time I watch it, I do find new things or I completely forget about episodes and I think people refer to it like office amnesia or something. But
wow.
So are you in for the challenge?
Well, considering you told me you're not paying me out till 3 seasons in.
You'll be there in like 2 weeks, I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm down to at least try the, I'll try the challenge. I'll challenge myself that next time we record, so a week from now,
okay,
I'll have at least watched a few episodes.
Deal.
What if I don't like it, though? I feel
that's
how
I think
it
could be
it.
Fun. You could come here and you could tell me your critiques if you don't like it, okay, and we can fight. It'll be fun.
And
then progressively over time, you're going to like it more, and it's going to be great.
Okay, fine.
It's going to be amazing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want to hear what else is going to be amazing?
What?
Okay, so Kendall and I really like Taco Bell, for those of you who don't know.
Dude, I haven't had Taco Bell in like 4 months. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, well, you used to be a fan. I'm a big Taco Bell fan.
I am a fan, but I just haven't.
So, if you guys know, you know. Back in the day, they had this menu item, the Enchirito. Oh, yeah, and it was like an enchilada, but Taco Bell style.
You showed that to me.
Oh, my God.
You were still in high school. We went through the drive-thru, and I was like,
bitch, that shit is life-changing. Mm.
So good. So
you
good.
Like it too, Sid?
Oh, my God. I love the Enchirito. But they don't have
good
it.
News. I've got good news for you.
Well, for years, they would make it anyway.
Yeah, after they like took it off the menu and they would still make it. Now, I asked like a few months back and I don't even think the guy working had ever even heard of him. He was like, oh, no. So anyways, there was a poll that was on Twitter that Taco Bell did back like from in September asking if people would rather have the double-decker taco or the Enchirito back, and guess which one? One.
Duh.
The Enchirito.
Yay.
Okay, by 62% of votes. And you know what that means?
Fiesta time.
Oh, hell yeah. But they're coming back with the fucking Enchirito on November 17th, but only until like the end of November. So
why?
It'll be for 2 weeks, or which means.
And watch it be for 2 days because they're going to be sold out of everything.
True. They said for, I think, till the end of November, which means I'm going to be getting that every single day.
It's so
I'm gonna
good.
Buy them and freeze them so I can have a stock of
it's
them.
It's so good, especially if you don't want to get meat. Like, I know a lot of people, even if you're not a vegetarian, you don't want to get meat from fast food restaurants because it's just like,
no, fuck. Just get cheese and onion.
Yeah.
Or beans,
mm-hmm,
even.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce on it is really just what slaps so hard.
It was so good.
So, anyways.
Okay. Have you gotten the just regular bean and cheese burrito?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of similar to it because that does have that sauce in there. But
so it's like, why can't you make it? I know you can make it. You have everything in there you need.
Everything from Taco Bell is literally the same 10 ingredients just put together in different shapes.
It's true.
It's literally true. Exactly.
How are you guys out of ingredients?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I got mad at that. And the reason I haven't gone back is because I got pissed after the Mexican pizza. When I was pregnant, that was slapping so hard over the summer. I was so happy.
So
they
good.
Were like sold out of it after a few days.
Yeah, they took it off. It's back now. It's back for good.
So that's when I stopped going. I haven't been to Taco Bell since then.
You should try it again because they say it's like back and back for good.
Wow.
Maybe also, I'll try. They need to put the nacho fries on there permanently.
Nacho
fries. I could literally have a whole podcast about Taco Bell. I love that shit so much. Anyways, that was my good news. Okay, so we have The Office and Taco Bell.
Remember you wanted to have a show called Dinner Bella Janelle? No, it could just be Taco Bell
with Janelle. And instead of me cooking, it's just me eating fast food.
Yes. That could be so good.
Hell yeah.
That could be so good.
Taco Bell is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And everyone's like, it's not real Mexican food. I know that.
Duh.
I'm not going to Taco Bell to get Mexican food, folks. It's like its own genre. It's Taco Bell.
It really
is. It's literally just Taco Bell.
It really is.
If someone said, I'm really craving Mexican food, and then they're like, okay, let's go to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, what?
No. The only thing Taco Bell could do better is serve margaritas.
They do in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, in Vegas at the cantina.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shit's fire.
Yeah, the Vegas
you can get
ones
married
lit.
At the Taco Bell in Vegas. The cantina.
Now, that's a flex.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyways.
Shall we get into...
Let's talk about Kanye first because...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like
pretty much the summary with Kanye every single time.
This guy's Adam was fucking... Okay, first off, he rolls out on a Paris Fashion Week, I believe it was, and then also afterwards on North's basketball game wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt. Sir.
Yeah. I mean, and see, okay, so when this first was going on last week, we talked about it and we were like, should we even talk about him? Because it's getting to the point where clearly he is doing these things for attention, and giving him that attention kind of feels like
it's fueling the fire.
He's winning. Yeah. Because that's what he wants.
Right.
But then this just got so much worse today.
Yeah.
That we were like, okay, let's kind of go over some of this, because now it's becoming really, in my opinion, dangerous.
I agree.
And scary.
Yeah.
Well, which it has been for a while. I mean, it's just God.
Yeah.
When you think he can't get any worse, he just does.
He just does. Yeah. So he's talking about his White Lives Matter shirt. Now, he also went on to, what's that guy's name? Tucker Carlson. We have a clip from that, right?
Yes, we do. Okay. To talk about why he decided to have this as his choice of outfit.
Oh, God.
Outfitry.
You made reference to the White Lives Matter t-shirt, mm-hmm. which you brought out at Paris Fashion Week. Yeah. Why did you do that, and what did it mean?
You know, I do certain things from a feeling. I just channel the energy. It just feels right. It's using a gut instinct, a connection with God.
What?
And just brilliance. You know, like as if you ask like Tanya Harding how she did the triple flip or the triple spin. Yeah. She was in so much practice that when it was time for her to skate in a competitive format, it just happened. Like it happened outside of practice. It happened in the real format. And that's what's happening. God is like preparing us for the real battles. And we are in a battle with the media. Like the majority of the media has a godless agenda.
And you're going to go on Tucker Carlson's show.
They're jokesing at work and this whole like, oh yeah, he's crazy and all these things. They don't work because the media has, you know, they've also watched travesties happen, just even specifically to me, and just watch it and act like it wasn't happening. And they stay quiet about it. I want to answer the white. Yeah. I feel like someone caught what I was saying, the comparison of Tanya Harding about the White Lives Matter. You know, my dad is an educated ex-Black Panther, and he put a text to me today. He said, White Lives Matter, ha, 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 ha. And I said, I thought the shirt was a funny shirt. I thought the idea of me wearing it was funny. And I said, Dad, what do you think it was funny? He said, just a Black man stating the obvious.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, my dad doesn't listen to rap music, and he's like super educated. We opened up a water distribution center in the Dominican Republic together. He's like the original Steve Jobs, but he was getting blocked every which way with all of his ideas. And he didn't have an endless bank account, and he didn't have an Instagram. So all these ideas, he had to like take them back and compress them. Like my dad is the most brilliant person that I know. And we actually have a strained relationship because I was taken from him because my mom was an actress. Yeah, this is enough. So she was a liberal.
That's the thing with Kanye is when he's asked a question, he skates around the answer in so many different ways that you get totally lost and confused, and then you almost forget what was even asked.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let me make sure I'm catching up with this. He said that he did that because Tanya Harding can do
it. I think he's basically making the comparison that he wasn't really rehearsing it. God just basically told him to do it.
Well, there would have been so many other good examples to use other than Tanya Harding doing the
triple whatever.
Yeah.
And then his dad? I'm so confused. Like, that just was...
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is clearly his mind is very all over the place. And that's why we find it so difficult to even talk about Kanye, because we know he's been very public about his mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Other people in his life has been public about it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, where do we draw the line? Where is it when it's hurting other people or becoming dangerous? Then is there an excuse for it? I don't think so.
No, absolutely not.
I know people are very torn on that. And clearly,
and it's not fair.
He's all over the place.
If, okay, so people who are mentally ill or have bipolar disorder, that's not fair to them either to blame it on his bipolar.
Right.
Okay, well, there's people who have bipolar disorder and are not saying horrific things like this and mm-hmm. dangerous things. There's more, and we'll get into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not an excuse. Clearly, yes, he's mentally ill, but also that doesn't mean that you can just, shrug a shoulder and, you know, look the other way.
Yeah, and it's clearly not the only thing that's going on here. He also has, like, addiction to hype. He wants to draw attention to himself at any cost possible. And he knows that by doing something like this and then saying that it's somehow what God wants.
Right.
I mean, that's just so hurtful in its own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also went on Instagram and said, "Everyone knows that Black Lives Matter was a scam. Now it's over. You're welcome." And then, okay, this is the most recent thing.
Yeah.
So he was recently restricted from Instagram and deleted content from his page after he violated the rules and guidelines. Although people from Meta have said they're not 100% sure. Like, it hasn't been confirmed exactly what it was specifically he said that got him taken off of Instagram. Mm-hmm. But then he went on Twitter, which he hadn't been on Twitter, I think, since 2021, I want to say. So it was a while. He went on Twitter and tweeted, "I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going to DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because Black people are actually Jew. Also, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone whoever opposes your agenda." And so he got taken off Twitter for that.
Yeah, which
that is horrifically.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. I mean, not mm-hmm. to say that the stuff he was doing before, you know, wasn't either, but just to say something like that is mm-hmm. so inexcusable, in my opinion.
Especially right after Yom Kippur was last week.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but
yeah, but
it was one of the most peaceful days in Judaism, mm-hmm. and it's just so out of left field and anti-Semitic. It's just like, there is no excuse for that at all.
Right.
And I think when you start doing things like this, your right to free speech, well, you have the right to go out and stand in the park, right? And say whatever. If
right.
he wants to go say whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
But when you're on this public platform.
But Twitter is a privately owned company. So like, if it goes against their terms and conditions, they have the right to kick you off.
And I think that at that point, when it's becoming hate speech and possibly dangerous and firing up people more than they are, firing up people to be more and more hateful, you got to go. And mm-hmm. when you take that platform away from people, it's really not as much of a problem anymore.
Yeah.
But he's always going to be able to walk around in shirts and put whatever he wants on it. And people are going to take pictures, and he knows he'll always be able to get attention.
Right. I mean, I do think, like, if you want to say horrific things, like, okay, yeah, I guess in theory you have the right to, like you said, go out on the street and say disgusting things, but I don't think that you should be having a platform. Like, if the KKK, obviously they say horrific things, but if they're going to go on Twitter and start speaking, they're going to get taken off, and for good reason.
Exactly. And I'm sure he's pissed that he's taken off, but I mean, it's like he's pushing the boundaries. He's got to know.
Yeah.
You know, that it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just very sad. I mean, when you really get to that level, you're so desperate for attention. I mean, he was part of the family who is all about hype and staying in the media, no matter good, bad, whatever.
Yep.
So he's, you know, he knows the recipe, and mm-hmm. he's not getting as much attention lately. And it feels like every time he's not getting enough attention, he does something shocking, whether it's something like this or he puts out a video of Pete Davidson dying.
Right.
You know, his head.
Right, right.
So this is clearly his pattern. And the response that's why I said it's hard to even discuss, because we don't want to give him what he wants. No one wants to give him that.
No.
But it's like, you can't just stay silent and ignore things like this.
It felt weird doing that, especially with like all this recent. I mean, it was like a handful of shit that had come out within a few days.
Yeah.
And, you know, like this show is about reporting on this type of stuff. And
right.
I feel like, you know, it would be a disservice to not stand up and be like, we obviously think this is bullshit. And, mm-hmm. you know, we agree with the fact that he was taken off these platforms because he really, you know, should have no ability to spew that kind of hatred out into the world.
No one should. The same rules apply.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's our thought on that. Who knows, dude? I mean,
yeah, this is the same. The same issues with Kanye resurfacing. The same. There's only so much you can say.
I feel really bad for his kids.
Oh yeah, I do too.
Like, I don't know. I do too. Even know if they're like old enough to really understand what's going on, or maybe they're super sheltered from the internet. But like, man, that sucks.
Especially the fact that he's wearing that shirt to her basketball game, North's basketball game. That's just like, really, dude, at your own child's event, that the attention should be on them. There really shouldn't be news coming out of it. You have to do something like that. I mean, how embarrassing.
That's such a great point. I guess it's one thing, and again, I'm not saying that what he wore was great at all, but I guess it's one thing to wear something that's, you know, shocking like that to some type of event, like a fashion show. But it's another thing to do that at your own kid's basketball game. Like, it's a it's a kid's basketball game. Let it be nothing more than that. You know what I mean?
Right. If you're going to make a statement. And I mean, it was interesting kind of what he was saying, that his father thought it was funny because it's I don't know what he was trying to say, that it's a clear joke. It's clear.
Well, it's like obvious that white lives matter or something. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, the bottom line is it's clearly all for attention. Yeah. And
he's getting it.
Yep.
Yeah. Not great.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, well, moving on here. So this weekend, a skit came out on SNL.
Right, right, yo.
So obviously, we talked about this last week a little bit. The Try Guys, who are now Try Guys. SNL, it literally got so big. I'm shocked that SNL picked this up and did a skit on it because it's just like...
Well, it shows they got really nothing to do these days.
Yeah, apparently.
No good material.
But the fact that this is a YouTube channel, for the most part, that is now reaching this type of news is crazy to me. So anyways, SNL hops on Saturday. And they do a skit basically acting as though someone's like reporting on CNN, and then all of a sudden they get like breaking news that the Try Guys are here to talk about their, you know, latest experience or whatever. But the way they executed this was so cringy, man.
Yeah, it was really just not funny at all.
No, it wasn't.
They were definitely trying to go for the vibe of, why does everyone care about this culture? Is evolving poorly, that there's so much attention on this YouTube channel and this cheating scandal. Meanwhile, all these other important things are happening in the world and people only care about that, which to some degree, there's a discussion to be had about that.
Yeah,
I do agree to some extent, but this was just not the topic for that conversation to be had, because this is very serious.
Well, they basically made it. They almost, in my opinion, took the side of Ned and were like, instead of like directing him, they were like hating on the other three for being so upset by it. And then also being like, why does cheating matter? Like Beyonce or Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. And like, why is that so heinous? Instead of being like, you know, if you're going to make a skit, maybe make it a skit like about the fact that Ned cheated on his wife.
Clown more on Ned. Yeah,
right. Exactly. But instead, they were literally making fun of the other three for feeling such a type of way. And like, you can say what you want, but like, they're allowed to feel whatever they want. They can make a video about saying how upset they are. Like, that's fine.
which is just the classic, like, haha, YouTubers are a joke.
Right. Which is annoying.
Oh, LOL. I mean, it's 2022. YouTube creators, you know, is a giant industry. And these people have a huge fucking company and a massive amount of followers and views. And they probably get more than a lot of the news stations do anyway. So it's like, you guys are just so out of the times now that you look silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is where the world has evolved to. And, you know, it's very much trying to, I think, make content for an older audience that is removed from this and thinks it's all ridiculous and mm-hmm. doesn't understand it. And it's very clear that they don't understand it.
No.
So it sounds like, though, there was some behind the scenes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know if this is real, but been reading that, again, I don't really know how you could ever verify this unless a person came out and verified it themselves, but people are saying that Ned has friends that work on SNL and are like basically wrote that script to make him look less bad and make the, instead of him, his actions look bad, making people's reactions look bad.
Right.
Which, I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know if that's actually true, but yeah, someone straight up was like, shout out to Ned's college friends for writing this skit that downplays him cheating on his wife with his subordinate and makes the other guys look ridiculous for actually correctly handling a clear company and HR violation.
Mm-hmm.
I love that SNL is essentially mocking a group of men for taking sexual misconduct at work seriously and actually firing someone for it. It started off funny, but it really went downhill because it became apparent what a toxic take they could have had on the whole thing. SNL really missed the mark on this one. I should be embarrassed to have posted it on YouTube.
So
yeah, then they posted. Okay, hold on. Sorry, real quick. You made a great point. You're like, I think a lot of times the traditional media makes fun of new media and YouTube and stuff, but then they all have their own fucking YouTube channels.
Right. Yeah, of course they do.
And like, you know, SNL's uploading
reach
this
the people somehow,
this
right?
This video I checked as of this morning was number 3 trending. So yeah, y'all are getting some attention from people who don't typically watch, you know, SNL. Well, now all these people who don't watch your show are watching this clip. So I don't know why you're making fun of, you know, YouTube and stuff when you're taking advantage of it. And, you know,
well, it's just not funny. I see what they were trying to do. It just totally missed the mark.
Yeah.
And yeah, really downplaying such a serious situation. I mean, it's not funny, this workplace, major workplace violation.
Yeah.
And, I mean, abuse of power.
Totally.
So I guess we didn't really get to talk last week when we brought up the Try Guys about their responses because that came out after we had recorded our episode.
They're pissed.
Yeah. And I would be too.
Yeah. Their video they came out with was like,
dude, they were like almost crying.
They were, some of them, yeah. And I don't blame them. I mean, they built this whole career, the four of them. I mean, it seems like they were really close friends. And I think that they prided themselves on being entertaining while also still being relatively like clean, I guess you could say, and like not problematic, but still funny in their own way and, you know, still entertaining. And so, I mean, it totally got ripped to shreds. And I think they responded the right way. Like,
I do too.
You know?
Well, yeah, I think they handled it really well. Clearly, they had to go about it in a certain way, and it was very PR involved and calculated. It had to be that way.
Yeah.
It's a very serious issue. And they have, like I said, a huge business, and they had to probably pay a lot of money to kick Ned out of it.
Probably.
I'm sure the last couple of weeks have just been absolute hell for them. They said this started a while back for them, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was listening to their Tripod, which I think is the funniest fucking name.
I know, it's so good.
Love that. I had never heard it before. Like I said, I've known of these guys, but I've never really followed them or known anything about their situation.
Yeah.
But it was interesting the way they talked about on their episode, which they had to really be careful with their words.
I mean,
it wasn't filled with juicy details by any means. It was very much about how it was handling this behind the scenes, how it made all of them like physically sick.
Yeah.
Headaches, the shits. They're like, this has been horrible. And they're losing a friend. Their business is like imploding. It's affecting so many people. And then to have this public spotlight and so much pressure on them of, did they know? And it's like totally stressful.
Oh, yeah.
And I really can't imagine dealing with like something like that here. You know, I mean, we have our own media company over here, and
or like
God, how exhausting if someone
Or like the wife.
You have to kick someone out and then, the wives.
Like,
yeah.
You're all close, like friends. So yeah. Just knowing that that happened, like, I just, mm-hmm. that would feel like it would ruin.
And they make their own content, like the Try Wives. Yeah. And so how is that going to be affected? And
how sad for them that this person that they have worked with for years now is, it sounds like they don't even have a friendship with him. Yeah. Like, they seem very angry.
Yeah.
And to, you know, now have to move forward without him. It's not a good situation. And it was in very bad taste for SNL to try to make this funny. If they wanted to have a skit that included this, they should have had a completely different angle.
Yeah, I agree.
This was just off.
And I think it's weird because people are like hating on how like upset they are over this. I'm like, well, you'd also be hating if they like didn't give a shit and Ned was still around or whatever. If they just like, you know, pushed it under the rug and were like, oh, well, let's move on here.
Right.
Like, I feel like no matter what, people would have something to say about how they handled it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. SNL's been really bad for a long time.
I haven't watched it in, like, another, like, the last season or so.
Yeah, me either. I've seen things here and there. I was such a huge fan of it when I was growing up, especially when Andy Samberg was on.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig and Jason Sudeikis. Those were the good days. It hasn't been good in a long time. It's like they're just grasping at straws. If they're like, what can we talk about that people are interested in? And they have to pull this. I mean, that just shows you.
I mean, granted, I'm shocked made so much because I was on a Twitter and I saw CNN was like talking about it. I don't even know if they reported it like on their TV channel, but I'm still like, damn, these major news networks are reporting on this.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, they're a big company, right? Mm-hmm. In media.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Becky, who is Keith's wife, actually went on Instagram and posted this TikTok, or sorry, not on Instagram, on TikTok and posted this video. We have it here. Let's go ahead and watch it.
So I don't have much to say at this time, but for now, I'll just say.
So this is Keith's wife, and then Eugene did like a. So that's what she came out. But then she did come out. Apparently, she got some sort of apology. I don't know.
Which one's Keith? Sorry, I'm so confused.
Keith, he's tall. I don't know how to describe him.
Yeah, he's like one of
the tall one.
The tall one?
Yeah. I think I know. Okay.
So then she actually came back later and posted a follow-up video saying that she had received some type of apology. So I don't know if. Really what that means, but.
So I deleted that last TikTok because I got a very sincere and genuine apology. If there's anything that can be learned from this shithole of an experience I feel like we're all collectively having right now is that the things you put on the internet are there. They are there forever. And people see them. Real people see them. So the next time you're going to like tweet something that you think is funny or post, I don't even know. Just real people can see these things. So let's just relax for a little bit.
Sorry, I'm confused. What is she referring to?
That's what I'm wondering too. She says she's got some type of apology. It's very cryptic. Like, I don't think people really know, but it sounds like maybe she talked to Ned or something and maybe people are like being crazy online. And so she's saying like, you know, even you don't know what he's going through behind. I really don't know. I just thought it was interesting that she came out and said that afterwards. So
yeah, that is strange.
I know.
Don't really know what to make of that.
Yeah, neither do I. So... Anyways, well, SNL really took the L.
Yeah, definitely.
SNL.
I was watching their podcast or like the explanation video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. I mean, obviously, I know that they make so much content, but they were talking about how they have to, they're literally like have content already pre-made with Ned in it. And now they have to like.
Edit him out.
Go back, or no, they're not even going to use it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, a lot of it they couldn't edit him out. Yeah. They said some.
Oh,
they looked really mad about that. Oh, they've lost so much money over this.
Oh, yeah.
And since he's an owner, they've most likely got to pay him out.
Oh, yeah.
Josh was explaining that to me the other day, and I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I think there'd be something in place like But if you fuck up, you don't get shit.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No.
I don't know exactly how that works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, what a nightmare. And they knew about this and couldn't say anything to even their own employees for a long time.
Oh. Wow.
And they had to just act like everything is normal and like secretly plan how they were going to figure this out. That because sucks. Fans brought it to their attention that Ned was out, you know, the whole story.
Right. Terrible.
You guys know if he's still, I couldn't find any information on if he's like with that person.
Oh, with the one he cheated.
Yeah.
Well, there's video of him, like paparazzi video of him and his wife together. And they said they were working things out.
I don't know, man.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, in other news, other spicy news.
Spicy news.
Jake Paul might be fighting Mike Tyson.
Woo!
It just gets so much. That's ridiculous. That is something I would never have thought I would ever be saying.
But here we are.
Yep.
I don't know. It seems as though the chances are slim, but both of them have mentioned it. Mm-hmm. So fucking knows, dude. Yeah. Yep. Mike Tyson went on Jimmy Kimmel like back in June and was asked about potentially fighting him. And he was like, that could be very interesting. I never really took it seriously, but yeah, it could be interesting. Everything is possible, but it got to happen this year. It's got to happen this year.
Well, that would be really fun.
And then I guess he was like, he did give him credit. He's like, yeah, he's skilled enough. You know, I'm going to have to give it to him. He's skilled enough because he's winning. Even if he's fighting guys that you don't believe is a good enough fighter, they should still be able to beat him, but they can't.
Yeah.
He's beating people that he shouldn't really be beating.
So. It's true. I mean, yeah, he says we got to give him the credit. And that's true to some degree. It's just like so insane.
I know.
I can't believe Mr. Disney Channel Flow is now here.
Oh, shit. It's every day, bro, with the Disney Channel Flow. I know. Literally, they are like huge names now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike Tyson's, he's 56. And his career record is 50-6 with 44 wins by way of knockout.
Dude, damn. I would pay a decent amount of money to watch this fight.
Oh, same. I would too.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And then Jake Paul went on this guy named Andrew Schultz. He has a podcast, Flagrant. And he says that he believes
Flagrant?
Flagrant.
I thought it was like flagrant.
Yeah.
Flagrant.
Like fragrant.
Flagrant.
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 Like, yeah. Like flavor.
Like fragrant.
Fragrance for flavor. Okay, whatever. I guess I can't talk shit. We almost named this show the Bullshit Fest. So whatever. Here we are. But anyways, he said that he believes Mike Tyson doesn't want to fight him out of fear that he will knock him out. Okay, we have a clip of this because this is funny. We need to watch it here.
Okay.
Mike Tyson goes, yeah, maybe we could do a fight. You think you fuck up Mike Tyson? Who is now much older, right? Heavily under the influence.
I don't know if I would use those words, but I would win.
You would win.
And I think...
Come on, Al.
You're a hater, bro.
Are you serious, bro?
Serious as a heart attack.
I respect you and your brother. You guys have delusional confidence. Like, it's amazing.
So, Al...
Delusional optimism.
Yes. Optimism, yes.
All right, I'll take that.
It's a real superpower.
It is. It really is.
Dude.
Man, this is Mike Tyson, bro.
Dude, that's... You know, I will start out by saying... I love Mike Tyson. I love him, his family. He's such a great guy, such a wise guy. He's taking me under his wing. And owe him a ton of credit for helping me start my career with the Nate Robinson fight on his undercard.
Oh, that's right. We forget. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We forget.
That was that same night. Bro, yeah.
That was the main card.
But...
Oh, wow. And you were doing some cool shit afterwards where you were going, I sold 1 million pay-per-views. Like, Mike wasn't on the fucking car.
Yeah, seriously.
He helped a little bit.
Okay, but go
take
on.
Take it where you can get it.
I get it, boy. All right, so go on. So Tyson is, you know, he's cool. He's the OG.
Yeah.
He's the unk. But at the same time, you think if you guys were in the ring together.
I think he thinks that he would knock me out. And I think that is maybe the reason why he doesn't want to do the fight. Because I think he wants to avoid maybe knocking me out.
Like hurting you or doing something like that. He doesn't realize how good you are.
Dude, I think that guy's spot on the delusional confidence.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, it's so hard with them. There have been times that everyone's like, no, they're not going to be able to. And he's been good. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I would like to see it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he was, Jake was at this press conference leading up to his like previous fight with Anderson Silva. And he asked if there was any other fighter. He was asked if there was any other fighter that he would like to face. And he was like, Mike Tyson, come on, man. Like, he basically called him out straight and was like, let's fight. So, but I don't know.
I just think it's so beneath Mike Tyson. Like, you have such a successful career.
He could make a fucking shitload of money.
I know. What does he care more about? He's got a lot of money as it is.
Just like Floyd. Like, why? He's undefeated. Why? Because he can make a lot of money. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about you. So, I don't know. I mean, I would fucking love to see it. Didn't your dad say he wanted to go see it?
Yeah. I actually found out about this from my dad because he texted me. He's like, if that goes down, we need to be there. Fly out to wherever it's happening.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I think his fight with Anderson Silva is coming up.
Oh, it's coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it had already happened. Oh, it was his previous press conference for it then. Mm. I don't know. I can't keep up with exactly who he's fighting and when.
We'll see how he does.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm real excited about that. Okay.
Speaking of Pauls.
Yeah.
There's another Paul in the news because Logan Paul, Logie Bear, has tried to pick a fight with Bad Bunny.
Kind of, yeah.
Called him out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty ridiculous. Okay. So let's go over it.
Now, keep in mind, we are not tax experts here. So I will try to explain to you in the best way that I understand what is going on. Basically, what's happening is Bad Bunny, who is from Puerto Rico, he made a documentary / music video recently. And one of the things that he did was bring up the fact about how Logan Paul is taking advantage of Act 22, which is basically a tax break for people who are not from Puerto Rico, and it allows residents to avoid paying capital gains tax on cryptocurrency stocks and real estate. So one of the reasons that, because both the Pauls live there now, and I think they moved there a year ago.
Oh, yeah, maybe a little longer even.
Yeah.
Well, in his 20-minute documentary, did he actually mention Logan?
I don't know if he mentions him because unfortunately it's in Spanish and I don't speak it. And I couldn't find a clip of from there of the closed captions, but his picture's on there. Like, I'm pretty, and I remember Crowley telling us, like,
even if he didn't actually say his name, he's probably like alluding to people like
him.
Yeah,
he put him in there. And also, I think just in general, like, Puerto Ricans are just frustrated in general with people who are moving here because basically, the whole idea, I think, of why they created Act 22 is because they were hoping that people who are rich can go to Puerto Rico, spend money, and, like, help the economy and, you know, stuff like that.
It's like kind of the idea behind it.
Yeah. But with that, they've said that, okay, a lot of people have gone there, spent a lot of money, and especially on real estate. And now the real estate's super expensive. So now locals cannot afford. And a lot of beaches are being kind of taken over by people with tons of money who are building shit and building vacation homes. And, you know, I think that the law is that all beaches in Puerto Rico are public, but now it's becoming a lot more difficult because these rich people are just kind of coming in and taking over in a sense. So, yeah, that's kind of the thing that he alluded to was basically like people like Jake Paul or Logan Paul and Jake Paul, I guess, are taking advantage of this tax break and it's doing damage to our land. So this is where it gets so dumb.
So the Pauls live in a mansion that's reportedly worth $13 million. That's, oh my God. Yeah. That is crazy. I didn't realize that Jake had moved there as well. I remember when Logan did. And remember when he was like riding a golf cart on the beach or an ATV or something and going like
he was riding
over
it,
turtles.
Yeah, he was riding it over turtle nests. Yeah, I put that in here that I was like, they haven't had the best track record since moving there because, yeah, he was riding around in a golf cart on the sand and where there was a ton of turtle nests. So he like could have damaged them or something. So anyways, yeah, they're not. Their names aren't very well respected there, I guess you could say, as far as I'm aware. But yeah, anyways, they moved there because they're talking about how it's getting crazy in California with the taxes and stuff. But, you know, I guess the whole idea is it's even more just them. It's just because it's a ton of people. Like, there's tons of people who qualify for this and are moving there and are taking advantage of this and kind of ruining what was so sacred about Puerto Rico to begin with.
Right.
So anyways, he gets called out and then he goes on the Philip DeFranco show. And he basically makes the point of that, look, yes, I moved here, but I'm here and I'm trying to help people too. Like, I'm trying to help raise money here. And he says that he recently donated $25,000 to Tai Salud, which is a community-based, their website says, a community-based feminist organization dedicated to improving women's access to healthcare, to reducing violence within the community, and to encourage economic growth. So he's like, I'm donating here. When Hurricane Fiona hit back in September, he was seen going like door to door and delivering supplies and, you know, trying to like help people without power and stuff.
But wasn't he calling it Hurricane Maria? Yeah,
he kept, okay, in Philly's interview, unless I'm confused, but because he kept calling it Hurricane Maria, and Hurricane Maria happened back in 2017. So that was long before he moved there. He's talking about Hurricane Fiona, which happened last month. So he's literally calling it the wrong.
Or maybe he is referring to devastation that is still ongoing from Maria.
But why would you rant? But there's been other hurricanes that have damaged it since. Like, why wouldn't you just be talking about hurricane relief in general from the damage that they've all done? He also says that him and Paul, or Jake Paul, were donating, I think, like $100,000 together, refurbishing boxing gyms there and stuff. So he's trying to make this point, like, look, I'm doing really good.
I'm helping them.
Mm-hmm. And he keeps saying, like, I've only been here a year and a half. So it's not like I, you know, have had that much time to be able to, you know, do this or whatever.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So then he makes the brilliant move to go ahead and start talking about how it's hypocritical for Bad Bunny to call him out because Bad Bunny also takes advantage of the same tax law, which is just completely untrue.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah, actually, let's watch this small clip here of him saying it.
Which I'm not sure if that was on your list of things to ask about, because I saw that video too.
Well, and that also talks about like the government and also grander issues as well. It wasn't, you know, just one thing.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's tough, man, because I love Bad Bunny, you know, and I think he is an amazing entertainer. I think he's a generational talent. But I do find it hypocritical because Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican living in Puerto Rico who is privately taking advantage of the same tax program that he is publicly condemning.
Is that true?
And I know this. His act is called Tu Cientos Caritos, and so does his manager. And I see things like this, and it hurts.
And he basically accuses him of doing this as well, which is not true, because Act 22 doesn't apply to people who are native to Puerto Rico, and Bad Bunny is. So he literally cannot qualify for it.
Oh my God.
So it's like, dude, you sound like a dumbass.
He thought he was really doing something there,
too. Oh, he really did. Mm-hmm. So then I think what he actually meant to say is that he qualifies for something called Act 20, which is just for businesses exporting goods and services, and you do not have to be, or you can be a native in order to qualify for this, like mm-hmm. anyone can, as far as my understanding. So,
but he still pays taxes.
Yeah, he is a person. Yeah, and he does not qualify for Act 22. And Jake Paul and Logan Paul do. And that's why a lot of people move there, because if you're not from there, or if you haven't been there a long time, then you can, you know, have a huge tax break.
So surprise, surprise, his point made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, so basically that is he tried to be like, he's a hypocrite and I'm sad because I'm a fan of him, but he actually also qualifies for it too, when he doesn't, because Act 22 specifically states you have to be someone who is not a native, and Bad Bunny's a native.
Man.
Excellent.
Good work there.
Dude, Logie. He's so confused. I don't know. He doesn't.
I don't even know what to say. It's so stupid. He it's doesn't. Like, what is your point, dude? You just.
Well, he went on Philly
D. Keep quiet.
He had like a big platform to try and say some good shit, but he kind of was acting major a goof. Fail.
Yeah, what you were talking about doesn't even exist.
And he kept calling Philly D partial, being like, that's why I like you, because you're so partial. Like, you don't take sides. And he said it like 3 times. And then eventually Philly D's like, I'm sorry, man. I got to interrupt you to try and like make sure that people don't think that I'm partial. I'm impartial. And he was like, oh, yeah, man, sorry. He was like, my bad, man. Like, that I'm trying to be good with words or something like that. He's like, yeah, you're impartial.
Trying to be good with words. He says things incorrectly all the time, too. He'll try to use really big words, and he just uses them in completely wrong context.
Hell yeah.
All the time.
Hell yeah, brother.
Dude, I just cannot believe the two of them have been able to maintain their level of fame and, you know, public attention throughout all these years. I really thought after the Suicide Forest thing that Logan was going to be kind of done at that point, but... Clearly, no. I was wrong.
Yeah.
That got him even more attention.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it really, like...
Blasted him off.
Blasted his career.
Yeah. And his brothers.
Yeah. I mean, they're, like, huge names.
They just will
now.
Not go away.
No, they're not going to go away.
No. Especially now.
Which I'm like, okay, if you want to, you know, donate tens of thousands of dollars and try and help people in Puerto Rico, then I'm all for that, obviously.
Well, it's like, you guys... I mean, how much did he spend on his fucking Pokemon card? He spent like some insane amount of money on this rare Pokemon card that he wore around his neck. Will you look that up?
Yeah. I mean, came out with this.
He's got with huge that around his money, neck, right? Yeah. And it was worth.
Holy moly.
$5.2 million. A fucking Pokemon card.
So what?
Great job with your 100,000 donations to local boxing gyms. Right. Probably so that you could use them. I mean, it's really not that impressive. You could donate so much more money than that. I mean, we just donated $50,000, obviously, like, raised with the help of others, but our employees, our business, you know, we did all the work behind it, and that was just for a small period of time. He did $25,000 to
Taiye Salud.
Yeah, I mean, you're Logan Paul.
No, it's true.
You owe so much more to the Puerto Rican community than that.
I agree.
That's like the absolute bare minimum, and it looks very much so like you're just trying to do it to get people off your back because you are living there and you're clearly making more by living there.
Yeah. Oh, that's one thing Philly brought up. He was like, okay, so how much do you think that people need or that you should donate in order for it to offset the amount of money that you're saving? And he like totally dodged the question. He's like, well, it's a hard question because are you talking about money? Are you talking about my time? He's like, I've only been here for a year and a half. And then he literally was like, help me help you.
No.
Like, basically two Puerto Ricans.
If it
like,
really
help me help
meant
you.
Anything to you and you appreciated the land that you're living on and the people who live there, you would be doing a lot more and it would be very obvious.
I will say, and again, not that I'm a fan, but I'm sure there are tons of people who moved to Puerto Rico for the same reason are having tax cuts and probably not donating a cent. So,
yeah,
I mean...
And would he be donating a cent if he didn't have public pressure about him living there?
I mean, he
knows that there's backlash, so... Yeah. That's why he's doing it, to try to like, well, I do this and I help. So fuck off, basically. Well, you're saving a ton of money
by living there,
you know, evading taxes. So you're making a lot more by living there. All of that money that you are saving should be going to Puerto Rico in some way.
Yeah. They live in like you guys were saying $15 million home.
Something like that. Yeah. 13, 15, something like that.
Huge. I mean, I would think you would be able to donate more than $100,000.
Yeah, clearly if you can drop $5 million on a fucking Pokemon card.
Are you
crazy.
Serious?
Yes.
That's nuts.
Isn't that nuts? And he wore it around at his fight. It's like a chain for him.
What?
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's
absolute.
Well, and then he bought one. He bought a fake one. Remember that?
No.
He bought like a, he spent a ton of money on a box of fake cards. Like they opened it up on camera and it was like G.I. Joe cards or something. God. And they were all so
pissed. Wait, stop. That's yes. Really funny.
Okay, look it up. You've got to see this.
Oh, it's on camera?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Bought the Pokemon case for $2.7 million. He then sold it to me for $3.5 million, but he's become a close friend. And I could trust that he'd refund me if things went wrong.
If we crack open that case tonight and inside are just a bunch of what do you do?
Well, we know it's not because we went through a security check in Philly. We just happened to go in a government building.
We know it's not
yeah, we know it's not. The reason why I was mostly concerned was because the person who brought it to me, he had so many inconsistencies, so much inconsistencies in the stories. It was like 3-4 different stories. That was my issue.
Okay, now let's try to find the part
the guys from BBC.
The Pokemon card thing is so crazy.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Why is it bending like that? What's inside of him?
The music.
Motherfucker. It's f-ing fake, bro. It's
f-ing
fake.
The BBC guy's like, fuck. He's like, shit, I just look like an idiot now.
Hold on.
Let's open a box.
Oh, yeah, right?
Mm.
Oh,
f-
oh, no.
Look at this bullshit. Why doesn't this one say first edition on it?
Oh, no.
That, yeah.
No, that's not like this.
Not like this.
I could have sworn there was G.I. Joe cards in there. I might be wrong on that, but I could have sworn I remembered that happening.
They stuffed the Pokemon
I think
Pokemon
when they
box.
Open it, it is. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe? It could have been anything else.
The music.
Yeah. Okay, so.
All right.
Clearly, if this dude has that much money to drop on fucking Pokemon cards, he could do more for Puerto Rico.
You're right.
Which, what the hell is going on with these Pokemon cards? This is so insane. This has been going on for so long, these fucking cards. Do you remember what a big deal it was when we were in school? Kids were like attacking their teachers for it was a big issue. They were completely banned in my elementary school. There were kids that were physically attacking their teachers for taking away their Pokemon cards. It was wild.
Damn.
And to see the hype just getting more and more and more. I mean, I don't get it.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a Pokemon card expert by any means. But apparently they're worth a lot. Yeah. Shit.
Oh my God, I never.
Well, you can sell them now. Like those original cards.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Like, they're going for.
Yeah.
I mean.
You saw.
Millions.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Well,
I don't know. Well, shit. Nothing for him.
Mm-mm.
He's gone. But yeah, I agree. If you can buy millions of dollars of Pokemon cards or spend $5 million on a Pokemon card for your fight, you can probably afford to spend a little more than, you know, $125,000.
Yeah. And you'd think you'd really. I mean, it just shows what a shit these guys do not give anymore.
Yeah.
When they are just like completely comfortable calling out a.
Rapper, musician.
Yeah, a huge celebrity who is from Puerto Rico and trying to call him a hypocrite when you don't even have your facts straight and you're just comfortable just throwing that out there. Let me just attack this person. I mean, it's really so dumb.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not.
Not surprised.
It just gets worse with these guys.
Yeah, it does.
But they just keep getting bigger and richer and more famous.
Play your cards right. We'll get box seats to fucking Floyd versus.
Yeah, play your cards right. Make sure you don't have G.I. Joe cards.
Right. Yes. Versus Tyson and Paul. Woo! Let's go, baby.
I would love to see it.
Me too.
Might be a nice end to the year. Jake just gets his ass completely handed to him.
Hey, but remember we thought that he was going to get his ass handed to him by Floyd Mayweather and that didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. That was quite disappointing. Remember we all watched that?
Yeah.
We were all on a video call.
Oh, yeah.
We're all watching. We're like, well, damn.
We're like, oh,
this
fuck.
Did not go as we thought.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Anyways, that's going to be it for this week. Let us know your thoughts below. Would you spend $1 million on a Pokemon card? I want to know.
Pokemon.
My dad calls it Pokemon. Oh my God.
Okay. Well,
that's going to be it for this week, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Be sure to go to milehighmerch.com and check out some merch because we have restocked. And yes, we have.
We're working on a new collection too right now.
Yeah. So. Oh my God. I'm so excited for the new design. It's going to be very really good. Freaking cute.
Oh, and we didn't even mention why Curly wasn't here today.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So sorry, you guys. We didn't even.
She hated us and left.
Yeah. She quit. No, she is actually visiting her family in Mexico right now. So she will be back next week.
Yep. Thanks for filling in, Sid.
Yeah.
Nope.
Good job, Sid.
All right. That's going to be it for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you guys on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.